The end is near. It amazes me that both the Apostle Peter and the Apostle Paul knew their time of death was near. Peter states, "I know that I am to die soon. The Master has made that quite clear to me. And so I am especially eager that you have all this down in black and white, so that after I die, you'll have it ready for reference." 2 Peter 1, 14-15, The Message Bible. And Paul says, "As for me, my life has already been poured out as an offering to God. The time of my death is near. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I have remained faithful. And now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on the day of his return. And the prize is not just for me, but for all who eagerly look forward to his appearing." 2 Timothy 4, 6-8, New Living Translation. The Bible tells us that death is an enemy of man, 1 Corinthians 15:26. The Bible also tells us that man is in fear of death and in bondage to death, Hebrews 2:15, and the power of death that comes from the devil, Hebrews 2:14. The wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. The Apostle Paul tells us, "For our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. Our mortal bodies must be transformed into immortal bodies. Then when our dying bodies have been transformed into bodies that will never die, this scripture will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? For sin is the sting that results in death, and the law gives sin its power. But thank God, he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ." 1 Corinthians 15, 53-57, New Living Translation. I used to work in a hospital and some nursing homes, and I've watched people die. What I'm sharing with you are things I have witnessed or seen. One man I saw dying spent his last days on earth wishing he was on a lake fishing. His fishing pole was in his hand at his hospital bed. He took no time to prepare himself to meet God. In a few days, his life on earth had ended. He did not set his mind on things above, but on the things of this earth. Colossians 3:2, New American Standard Bible. One man, as I just came on my shift, was praying. He was embarrassed when he saw me. He called me over to the hospital bed. He said, "Son, I'm trying to pray, but I just don't think I'm getting through." The sad thing was, the next day when I came on my shift, he was gone. He had died. I often wondered, had he put off a decision to follow Christ, as so many do, until it was too late? Possibly thinking, "I've got plenty of time." Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Hebrews 3:7-11. I saw a woman. Her name was Maggie. She entered into the presence of the Lord even before her actual death. If you had gone into her room, you would have heard her talking to the Lord. Her final days and moments on earth were earth-shaking and convicting to all the hospital staff who didn't know the Lord. God's presence was in her hospital room, and everyone knew it. It shook up that hospital. Then there was Johnny. Johnny, moments before his death, looked up at the ceiling and said, "Lord, it is so beautiful." Then he was gone. The angels came and took him. Luke 16:22. I've seen peace and I've seen fear. Hebrews 2, 14-15. I saw a man that should have been dead. His vitals showed he should not have been alive, but his fear of death pushed him to stay alive a few more days than was normal. Why am I sharing this with you? Because there are two gates and two roads before you, and one of them you will enter. Matthew 7, 13-14.